Daf Chaf Vav Amid Beis. We'll begin Chaf Vav Amid Aleph, three lines from the bottom. Tanya Roshim Ben Allah Zerayim Merakala Yitz Min Eitz Ein Boy Mishum Shalosh Al Shalosh. Anything that comes out of eitz, comes out of trees, out of wood, there's no din of Shalosh Al Shalosh. Meaning, it's not considered a beged to be Mekabel Tuma. Raw materials are not Mekabel Tuma. Kalim, begotten clothes are Mekabel Tuma. Shimon Elazar says that if it's something that's made out of, comes from eitz, for instance, like cotton, any kind of material that's like that, that comes from the eitz, is not mekabel tuma. If it's a piece of cloth that's only 3 by 3, 3 etzboys, 3 fingers by 3 fingers, 3 etzboys by 3 etzboys, 3 finger breaths by 3 finger breaths, is not mekabel tuma. It's considered still a raw material, not a beged, and it's not mekabel tuma. Umesachim boy, and you can use it for schach, meaning these two dinim are related, because for schach, to use schach for a sukkah, it has to be something that is not mekabel tuma. So you can't use a blanket for a schach, even if it grows from the ground, because it's mekabel tuma. You can't use clothing. However, if it is kol yoytz min ha'eitz, if it's only sholosh bal sholosh, that there's no din tuman. So something that's that small, a piece of cloth that's so small, and it's yaitz min eitz, you could use it for schach, m'sachim boy, chutz mi pishnan, except for pishnan, except for flax. For flax, you cannot use it because that is mekabel tuma, which we learn out by parshas Negoim, that pishnan is mekabel tuma. So, whatever is yoytz min ha'eitz is ein bo mishum sholosh sholosh. If it's only 3 by 3, it's not mekabel tuma, and therefore you can use it for schach. Amar Abaye says Rav Shimon Elazar v'tana d'vei Rishmal Amar Dover Hachad. He says Abaye says that Rav Shimon Elazar falls with the same shita as Tana d'vei Rishmal. They said the same thing. What did the Tana d'vei Rishmal say? So Rav Shimon Elazar hadamen, which we just stated. Tana de Meir Rishmal, Maihi, the Tana de Meir Rishmal, Hoyle, the name of Begotim, the Terrace stop. There are cases, Terrace says Begotim in several places, it talks about Begotim. By Shrotzim, by Tumas Meis, by Tzitzis, talks about Begotim. Uparlacha Kosa Be'echem Mehem, Semro Pisht. And it says, it specifies by one of them, it says Semer, wool, and Pishtim, and it says Semer, Upishtim, it says Semer, and Pishtim, and flax, linen. So ma'al halan semru pishtim, I've called semru pishtim. So just like the beged, the definition over there, what it says over there is by negoyim, it says semru pishtim, that's the definition of a beged. So too, in all the cases, the definition of a beged is semru pishtim. Meaning, so Abai is telling us, as opposed to what we might have assumed, and as opposed to the pashup shot in what Rav Shimon Elazar says, that kol ha'yoytz min ha'etzim b'mishum sholosh sholosh, which would seem to indicate that it's only what comes from the eitz, doesn't have, it's not mekabel tuma, if it's sholosh al sholosh. But he's saying really what he means is, it's not only what's yoytz min eitz. He says anything that is not semer upishtim is not mekabel tuma, it doesn't have the din to be mekabel tuma. Because the prototype where we have the terrorist stresses, what is a beged? A beged is mekabel tuma. What is a beged? How do we define a beged? So we see it by Negoim, we see it by the case of Tzaraz, the Torah defines it as Semru Pishtim, so too. In all cases, the definition of a beged is Semru Pishtim, and therefore, for Tumas Shrotzim, for Tumas Meis, the definition, for Shechazera, the definition is Semru Pishtim. So really, even though Shimon Elazar says, Kol Yetzim in Eitz, Lagabi Tumah, it's not confined to that. It means anything that is not semer upisht. So why do you say kol yimina eitz? Because lagabe sukkah, lagabe schach, it's relevant to the din of schach, because schach has to be yoytz min eitz. It has to grow from the ground. So over there, we're talking in the context of schach, that something which is yoytz min eitz, it grows from the ground. If it is only sholosh al sholosh, it's not mekabel tuma. You could use it for schach, except for flax, except for Pishna. So that's the way he understands Rav Shimon Elazar, that kol yaisim min ha'eitz is relevant to sukkah, but it's not really relevant to the din of tumah, because the din of tumah, it refers to everything with the exception of tzemra upishtim. So that's what Abaye says. Abaye says that they're of the same shita, omru dover echad. But Rava omru, no, there's a difference between them. He says, shloisha al shloisha bishar begodim ikibaynayu. There is an afkamina, there's a difference. If it's shloisha al shloisha, if it's a bigger baguette, if it's three tfachim by three tfachim, there's an afkamina. The Rav Shimon ben Elazar islay, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, even if it is other materials, but if it's that large that it's shloisha al shloisha tfachim, it is mekabel tumah. Why do we say that? Because Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, and there's no din of sholish al sholish. He says, there's no din of three etzbois and three etzbois. If something is so small that it's only three finger breadths by three finger breadths, there, only if it's semra upishtim, there, only wool or linen, it's mekabel tumah. Other materials are not mekabel tumah, which implies that if it is something that's more choshev, that it's more chashiv, that's three tvachim, al three tvachim, there, even if it's other materials, it is, will be makabal tuma. But Latana ben Rishmal, Leslie, but according to Tana Rishmal, he does not differentiate, he doesn't specify three by three, sholosh al sholosh. He says that we learn out what is the definition of a baguette, we learn it out from the goyim, and there it says semru pishtim. So it must be semru pishtim. So according to Rava, that is enough kamina. The nafkamina is that if where Shimon Elazar says there's no din tuma, it's only if it's so small that it's three esbois or three esbois, it's not significant. A wealthy person will discard it, will throw it away. Only a very poor person will still keep it. There, it does not have a definition of a baguette. It's not makabel tuma. It doesn't have chashivas. Only if it's semru pishtim. If semru pishtim, then that smaller baguette will be makabel tuma. According to Tana Ben Rishmal, he says, no, any baguette, it doesn't make a difference. And it doesn't make a difference if it's shalosh shalosh, or even shalosh al shalosh. It's only tzemra upishtim that's makabel tuma. The kuli alma mia shalosh al shalosh, but tzemra upishtim etama ben goyim. But l'kuli alma, they hold that if it's a small baguette, if it's only three etzbois for three etzbois, if it's mera tzemra upishtim, it is makabel tumas negoyim in nolan. How do we know that? How do we know that even if it's such a small piece of cloth, that it will be makabel tumah? The Tanya beged, the Torah says beged, ain liela beged, I only know if it's a complete garment. Sholosh al sholosh minayin, how do I know it? Even if it's so small, that is sholosh al sholosh minayin, tamad loymar, veha beged. It says veha beged, the extra veha is a riboy, we're marba, even sholosh al sholosh by tzemer upishtim. Correcting more of aim, l'rabas sholosh al sholosh. How do you know even so small? Maybe it has to be bigger. Maybe it doesn't have to be a completed garment, but maybe it has to be three tefachim by three tefachim. Mar says, no, I don't need a pasuk for that. Lav kal v'chaymer hu. I can learn that out of a kal v'chaymer. Because hashta she erev mitama. The Torah says that if you have, in the weaving, you have the chassis, the Arab. These are the warp and the woof. These are the threads that go vertically and horizontally. They go this way and that way. When you're in the weaving process, if there's is designated and set up and ready for to be woven into a garment, so even if it's not yet woven into the garment, but it's just designated for that, it's makabel tuma. The Torah says that these items, these threads, are makabel tuma. So mandach, even if it's not even woven, it's makabel tuma. Shleisha, shleisha mi boy, they have to tell me that a woven piece of cloth that's three tvachim by three tvachim is makabel tuma. Certainly, it'll make makabel tuma. You don't need the pasuk v'habegit to teach me that. I can learn this out of a kal v'chaymer. Frankly, Gemara ihachi. Well, shleisha, shleisha nami less of a kal v'chaymer. Well, if that's the case, then why would I even need a pasuk for three etzbos by three etzbos? Say the same thing, learn it out of Kalva Chaimer. The threads that are going to be used in the weaving process are makabel tuma. Certainly a woven baguette, even if it's three etzbos or three etzbos, should be makabel tuma. Why do I need a pasuk to teach me that? No. The Gemara says, no, it's not so. Because You can learn out the Kal V'chomer for a cloth, a piece of cloth that's three tefachim, at least three tefachim by three tefachim, because that has chashivas that both wealthy people, poor people, but even wealthy people will keep it, they will not discard it. So it has a chashiva, so marach threads that are going to be used to weave a beged. Makabal tuma, certainly a woven piece of cloth that's chashiv enough that even wealthy people will not throw it out, certainly is considered a beget and will be mekabel tuma. But sholosh al sholosh, but if it's only three etzboyes, not three etzboyes, la nimu dechazin. Only poor people will keep that. La shirim lechazin, it's not fit for wealthy people, they'll throw it away. So le'as mekal v'chaymer. You can't learn out of mekal v'chaymer because you could say that has less chashivas than threads that are going to be woven into a complete beget. Now, even though it's only threads, it's not woven, but it's going to be used for a completed beged, you could say that has more chashivas than a woven small piece of cloth that wealthy people will throw away. So therefore, the sholosh al sholosh, you cannot learn out from the kal v'chomer. You need v'habeget to teach me that it's mekabel tuma. Correcting more time in the kol sikra. Well, that's only because I learned this out because the Torah said we learn it from v'habeget. Haloi kol sikra le'gamin mekabel v'chomer. But otherwise, we cannot learn it out from a kal v'chomer, from the threads. You cannot learn out a kal v'chomer, it's mekabel tuma. So, for the Gemara, the Emel, the Rav, the Shleish, Al Shleish, and Bishar, the Godim. Well, if you're telling me that three etzvoyes by three etzvoyes is so insignificant, and you can't learn out of a kal v'chomer, you need it from the Gzeres HaKosev, well, maybe the V'habeged, the Gzeres HaKosev, is not even telling me Sholosh Al Sholosh, because Sholosh Al Sholosh is so insignificant. Maybe it's telling Shleisha Al Shleisha, where it's at least three tvachim by three tvachim. Now, I don't need that for a beged of Tzenro Pishnim, because that I know from the kal v'chomer, but maybe it's to teach me by other begadim that they're mekabel tuma. Now, it's true that other begadim, other materials don't have the chashivas of tzemer or pishtim, and the Torah specifies tzemer or pishtim, but maybe the kal v'chomer will teach me that if the threads that are designated to be woven into a beged of tzemer or pishtim are mekabel tuma, right? So therefore we say it's mekabel tuma. So we learn out that shloisha al shloisha for tzemer or beged or pishtim. But maybe v'ha beged the ribuy ha'kros to teach me that if it's significant that it's shloisha al shloisha tzvachim by shar begadim, other materials that are not as chashav as tzemer pishtim, but it has a size of shloisha al shloisha, it's mekabel tuma, rather than saying something which is only shloisha tzvoyes by shloisha, which is so small, even though it's made out of tzemer pishtim, but it's so small. Why are you saying that that's the riboy, that's marbe shloish al shloish as the boy is by tzemru pishtim? Maybe it's marbe shloish al tvachim al shloish al tvachim by other materials. Amar kro, no, because the boss says beged tzemru pishtim. Because the Torah emphasizes what's makabel tuma as a beged of tzemru or pishtim, wool and linen. Beged tzemru pishtim in midi achrin eloi. So it has to be tzemru pishtim. Fregdik mor ve'ema ki miut mi shloish al shloish. Well, maybe that's true, it has to be beged tzemer upishtim, it cannot be other materials, but maybe that's only if it's only sholosh al sholosh. Aval shloisha al shloisha, but if it's larger, if it's three tefachim al three tefachim, mitam, no, Gemara says no. It says tzemer upishtim twice, tre, miyutak sivit beged tzemer, beged pishtim, chad limute mi sholosh al sholosh, v'chad limute mi shloisha al shloisha. It reiterates two times. So it says, like Rashi mentions, beged tzemer upishtim, zoi saras neges haraz, beged atzemer oya pishtim. So it says twice in the Torah, it emphasizes beged tzemer upishtim. So therefore, it has to be beged tzemer upishtim. One is to tell you it cannot be another beged, whether it's sholosh al sholosh, or even if it's shloish al sholosh al tvachim, it has to be beged tzemer upishtim. So therefore, to summarize, both Rav Shimon ben Elazar and Tanna Ben Shmuel hold that the tuma of sholosh al sholosh, that the small piece of cloth that's only three etzboyes by three etzboyes, is only mekabel tuma. Again, raw materials are not mekabel tuma. Processed items, kelim, begodim, are mekabel tuma, whether it's tumas sheretz, tumas meiz, mekabel tuma. If it's only sholosh al sholosh etzbos, it's so small, it's only by beged tzemer upishtim, not by other things. So Abaye holds that the say the same shita, and what's makabel tuma is only a beged samra pishtim. And if it's not a beged samra pishtim, it's not makabel tuma at all. But Rava holds no, that the Tana Berishmol holds that that's correct. It's only a garment made out of a beged made out of samra pishtim, wool and linen. Other materials, not makabel tuma at all. But according Rava holds that according to Shimon Elazar, he holds that if it is shloisha al shloisha, if it's larger than three tefachim and three tefachim or more, so it's even wealthy people will keep it and not throw it. It has more chashivas. There it is makabel tuma according to Shimon Elazar by other regarded, but not according to Rishmo.